Graham's death adds complications to Senate GOP agenda. The death of Senator Lindsey Graham complicates the agenda of Senate Republicans amid a crucial July ahead of the August break and November midterms. Add the absence of Senator Mitch McConnell, who has been in the hospital for weeks, and that makes life harder for the Senate GOP. One of the impacts of Graham's death and McConnell's absence is the nomination of Todd Blanche as Attorney General. With all Democrats expected to oppose Blanche, currently the Deputy Attorney General, Republicans can only afford to lose two of their members, in which case Vice President J.D. Vance as President of the Senate would break a 49-49 tie. Blanche is scheduled to appear on July 15th before the Senate Judiciary Committee, where Graham served. Without the South Carolina senator, Republicans have a one-seat majority on the committee. Senators Tom Tillis and John Cornyn serve on the committee and have been on the fence about the pick. Blanche has come under fire for a fund to compensate those who claim the federal government targeted them. He has said that the so-called anti-weaponization fund will not proceed. Another agenda item affected by Graham's death and McConnell's absence is the National Defense Authorization Act, an annual must-pass bill for the Department of War. The Senate is looking to advance the $1.15 trillion NDAA this week, but Democrats appear not to be on board amid the renewed conflict with Iran. I am voting NO on Monday on the NDAA. We haven't even had an up or down vote to authorize this war in the first place, Senator Brian Schatz posted on X. Trump wants a 50% increase at, they expect money without accountability or strategy. I usually vote yes on NDAA, but this is an easy call for me. Without Graham and McConnell, Senate Republicans might also have trouble passing a third reconciliation bill. House Speaker Mike Johnson is looking to pass such a bill, which would bypass the Senate's 60-vote filibuster threshold. What would be in a package is to be determined, but it could include the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, a bill that would require proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections. President Donald Trump has called for Congress to pass a third reconciliation bill that includes $350 billion in defense spending and the Save America Act. Senior Senate Republicans have already thrown cold water on a third reconciliation bill. I think it's safe to conclude there will not be another reconciliation bill, so it's really not an option, McConnell said during a hearing in June. I agree with that assessment, Collins replied. Additionally, there is a bill to enact sanctions on Russia that Graham pushed through. There can be no more fitting memorial to Lindsey, his legacy, or the causes he fought for than to pass this legislation and realize his long-held dream of an independent and secure Ukraine, Senator Jean Shaheen said in a statement. Graham was close to Trump and acted as a bridge between White House and the Senate GOP. This connection was crucial as there has been a rift between Trump and Senate Republicans. In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press on July 13th, Trump praised Graham's work ethic, saying, "He was a worker." The president also said the longtime senator had some prime moments. Trump cited Graham standing up for Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh during his confirmation hearing when Kavanaugh was accused of sexual misconduct during his high school days. Kavanaugh denied the allegations. The president has called for abolishing the filibuster and the passage of the Save America Act, and endorsed Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who eventually defeated Senator John Cornyn in the Texas Senate GOP runoff in May. Finally, there is the question of who will take over Graham's committee assignments. Graham was chairman of the Senate Budget Committee. Senator Ron Johnson, who is the second most senior Republican on the committee, is ready to serve as chairman, his spokesperson told the Epoch Times. Senator Johnson is prepared to serve as budget chair when announced, Johnson's communications director, Grace Carnathan, told the Epoch Times. Graham was on the Senate Judiciary Committee, where he was chairman between 2019 and 2021. He was also on the Senate Appropriations Committee and the Senate Armed Services Committee. Trump has recommended that South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster appoint Graham's sister, Darlene Graham Nordun, to her brother's seat. McMaster is scheduled to announce at 4 p.m. on July 13th who he will appoint to Graham's seat. South Carolina will hold a special primary in August to determine the GOP nominee to succeed Graham on the ballot to take on Democrat Annie Andrews,